What's that? We're low on motivation and sobriety motivation. All right, that's okay. I'm on my way. Sober motivation. And we're here today with your host, David Sherwin. And today we're going to be talking about how to pack in or build a better stream of life. And that's pretty much where I was stuck today. And I almost didn't do a podcast because I felt stuck. And then I read a little bit. I do my readings. And one of the things that I really like to think about is how I am improving my stream of life. And today, yesterday even, I was going to do a little review on this Batman mask that I bought because I did a video on a Batman costume and it hit like, it's almost at like 4,000 views, and crazy enough, but this mask, I know it's already been reviewed on YouTube already, so I didn't want to do that because it's already been done. I'm not sure if me doing it for views is a good idea, with the fact that it might not get that many views because it's kind of already been done. But at this point, I don't really care. But something that I thought was funny on this box, it says, "Warning, this product does not provide protection." So yeah, this Batman mask, if you guys are wondering what it is, it's a replica mask from the 1960s version of Batman, worn by Adam West. Not this one, but one, I guess, that was an exact replica of it, was worn by Adam West. And I thought that was a funny thing to read about on this box, to say don't wear it because it doesn't provide protection. But you know what it is going to provide today is some motivation, sober motivation, and keeping me up and hopefully keeping you guys up as well. It's what I'm here to do today, and to just kind of open up that whole dialogue of packing into this stream of life. And that's where I want to get some input from my listeners or my audience about what you guys are doing currently with this whole quarantine going on, with not being able to do anything and feeling sort of trapped, and to just get an idea of what exactly you guys are doing to pack into your stream of life between between being sober, which is the main thing, being motivated, the next thing, inspired, and whatever kind of projects I guess you guys are working on. Could be, for me, I started doing poetry. You guys could be into painting, knitting, baking, cooking, making vlogs, making a podcast. And that's what I want to get a feel for you guys, because that's, I think, what's been pretty helpful for me, even though I've subconsciously not thought about how I am improving my stream of life. I have been working on it, not really realizing it. And some of those things, like I said, was poetry, doing a podcast, getting back some of these videos up onto YouTube. So for any of you guys watching, this podcast is in video form on YouTube, and it's going up onto Instagram as regularly as I can get it up there. And it's been good to be able to work on these things. And today it was kind of a struggle, because as of right now, nobody can go to any beaches or any parks in the state of California. So for any of you guys who don't know about that it's in effect as of, I believe, yesterday, that if you try to go to any of these San Diego area beaches or parks that are state owned, that the state will fine you potentially with $1,000, and it could carry actually some jail time. So that's a forced quarantine, and I don't think that will make the process any easier for anybody at this point. So please heed to the warning, don't try to make things worse for yourself right now, because I don't think it's going to be worth it. I don't think trying to stay in a good state of mind at this point with that on top of it is going to be an easy thing to do. So don't do that. Don't go to the beach. Don't go to the park. If you need to exercise, go for a walk around your neighborhood. That's what the news article that I was reading was talking about. But that's okay. Just because we're at that point physically doesn't mean that spiritually we're still stuck. We can still get this stream of life out there, get it flowing, keep it going. Like I always recommend, meditate to the best of your ability. Do whatever it is to better your life right now. If there's a hobby that you want to do, like I said, go do it. Go open up the box. It's not Pandora's box, I promise you. It's a good box, and get in on it. Like I said, Anchor is great for starting your podcast there. I recommend it, and I'm going to drop a sponsorship right here coming back. And it really is a great service, because it lets you get your podcast, your thoughts out there, and it gives you the ability to get a sponsorship basically right away, which is awesome, especially if you guys might be struggling. I know it's not a lot, but any little helps. So you can get it up on there. And then I put out a video for starting your own podcast. And if you guys have any more questions, leave them. I'll try to answer them the best that I can and work on it. Some of the other things I started doing was not just recovery reading, but I read this book. It's called The Compound Effect. And it talks about how to adjust your daily habits so that you're not just still stuck in the same place, because I know a lot of us want to move forward with our lives. And even though some things can't be improved, I get it. Some of these boulders need to just dissolve with time. One of the things that came up in the book, it was talking about how to cut down on empty carbs. So one of the things that was suggested in the book was to carry around something like trail mix or something with like nuts or protein in it. So instead of just eating empty carbs, you get some actual condensed energy that you can use throughout your day and not feel continuously hungry to where it wears you down and you can't function, because that is not fun to do or to deal with. Because let me tell you, I'm not the same person without the energy that I have when I'm grouchy and tired. Everyone will tell you, my wife will tell you to keep some distance, but right now I'm doing good. Got onto the podcast. I'm riding the wagon still, and just trying to get positive energy out there to anyone else who needs it right now, because that's really where my life I feel is improving, is when I feel like I can take a positive message that I have and give it to you guys. So think about it. Breathe, meditate, do some, and that feels great for me. If you can do it right now, I'll do it with you again. Breathe, meditate, work on some things that you want to work on, improve that stream of life. Because like today, I felt kind of knotted up, not physically, but spiritually, I was feeling kind of knotted up. And then I saw some inspirational text that I thought I could run with a podcast idea in improving my stream of life. And it's been good. I've just had more awareness, especially now in recovery. Now it's not just, oh, I can turn off my problems right now and come back to them tomorrow. They're still there. It's just, I feel as though I'm dealing with them a lot better. Especially with having more gratefulness and gratitude towards the things that I've accumulated in this past month between relationships with people, how they've improved, how I've gotten new ones, people to know that I can talk to. And some of the other things that I started doing, I downloaded some Udemy courses. They sent out an email about free courses that you can take for Photoshop, video, business, photography. It was all free. I'm not sure if it's still free. If it is, I'm going to check. And if any of you guys are interested, leave a message or DM me or message me with an email address and I'll get the email to you guys so you guys can maybe pick up a new skill while we're on lockdown. But one of the things that one of the skills that I got out of it was a video course on how to improve your camera presence. And a lot of the things that they were talking about was how to look your best, feel your best on camera. And some of the other things too that I was learning about was using your hands when you're talking, because there's a lot of energy that is in your hands, and to kind of push some of that energy out, get some talking in, and not just be so stiff, because it comes across as you being stiff and you're going to get nervous. You'll probably build anxiety with it, which I could definitely tell. Like, even now when I'm trying to do these videos, I'm kind of clutching a little bit. And if that video is not free, maybe I'll make my own course out of it. Maybe do a sober motivation camera presence edition. So those of you who are looking to do maybe YouTube videos or a vlog cast, that's what I'm kind of calling it now, can figure out how to improve that camera presence. Get your hands out there. Get your body posture better, figure out where your feet should be so that when you're talking to people or when you're talking on camera, it looks like you're connecting to the audience, which if you're doing it right, you're going to be, and people are going to listen. Hopefully they're going to listen. And yeah, so that was a good course that I took. I started brushing up on some more podcasting skills because I know I'm no master of this, despite the fact that I put out the YouTube video on how to do a podcast. If any of you guys are still having questions, still wondering how to do certain things, send a message to me. I'm on all over social media at this point. I don't have the biggest following, but I'm there. So if you guys need to figure out how to do something, whatever it is, whatever technical know-how, if you think I can help, I'll do my best to help. And yeah, so that's where I've been at right now. Enjoying the stream of life, improving it. I'd really like to know what your guys' thoughts are on how you're improving your stream of life right now, despite the circumstances, what you're doing to improve your state of mind. So there you have it. There's episode how to improve your stream of life. Hope you guys are all staying sober, motivated, staying up, staying with love, giving love, receiving love. I'm giving it to you all. And yeah, so I hope you guys all enjoyed this. If you guys did, please like, subscribe, follow, leave any comments or suggestions about any future episodes. I would greatly appreciate it. Any questions, comments, I'll read them. I'll give you guys shout outs to you and your channels. Please do it. So yeah, thank you all for tuning in and listening. I'll see you, all you sober motivators, soon. Peace.